Electricity. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Introducing Electricity. Electricity is a form of energy. It is all around us. Today, most people around the world use electricity every day to power lots of different things. People use electricity at home, school, work, and in the car. More than 200 years ago, nothing was powered by electricity. In the past, people knew about electricity, but they didn't know how to use its power. Static electricity was the first form of electricity to be discovered. It wasn't until the invention of the battery in 1800 that current electricity was discovered. Chapter 2. What is electricity? Scientists have found that electricity is the movement of electrons between atoms. Everything on Earth is made of atoms, which are very small particles. In the early 1900s, scientists found that atoms are made of even smaller particles. They discovered that atoms have a tiny core or center, which is called a nucleus. Inside the nucleus are protons, which have a positive electrical charge, and neutrons, which have no electrical charge. Spinning around the nucleus are more tiny particles called electrons, which have a negative electrical charge. In their work on atoms, scientists wondered what kept the electrons spinning around the nucleus. They discovered that the force of attraction between the positively charged protons and negatively charged electrons keeps the electrons spinning. This made sense to the scientists because they had observed that positively charged things and negatively charged things are attracted to each other. But what really interested scientists about electrons is that they can move between atoms and as a result create electricity. Today, scientists and engineers use this knowledge to come up with ways to get electrons to move between atoms to make new and amazing inventions that can make our lives easier. Chapter 3. Discovering Static Electricity. Thales of Miletus was one of the first people to write down experiments that he did with electricity. Thales lived more than 2,500 years ago in ancient Greece. He found that something interesting occurred when he rubbed a piece of amber on a piece of sheepskin. If he held the amber close to pieces of dried grass, the grass would jump up and stick to the amber. The same thing happened if he held the amber close to feathers. In 1600, Dr. William Gilbert, an Englishman, found that when he rubbed glass, wax, and rubber, things would stick to them too. What Thales of Miletus and Dr. Gilbert had found was static electricity. What is static electricity? Static electricity is a form of electricity that is caused by friction. Friction occurs when two objects are rubbed together. Thales of Miletus caused friction when he rubbed amber with sheepskin. This friction caused the balance of positive and negative charges to change and resulted in an electrical charge. While static electricity doesn't run in a steady current, it can leap from one object to another. When people come in contact with static electricity, it can cause their hair to stand on end. Chapter 4. Discovering Current Electricity. Over the next few centuries, other scientists kept experimenting with electricity. One of them was an Italian scientist named Alessandro Volta. Alessandro Volta did experiments with metal discs and fabric soaked in acid in 1800. When he connected the metal discs with a piece of wire, an electric current occurred. Volta's stack of discs, metals, and fabrics was the first battery. Electric currents. An electric current occurs when billions of electrons move between atoms at the same time and in the same direction. An electric current is a flow of electricity. Today, wires are used to transmit electric currents from power plants to our homes, businesses, and schools. Chapter 5: Discovering Electromagnets. During the 1800s, scientists found an important connection between magnetism and electricity. Scientists already knew that magnets attracted metals, but what they discovered was that when electricity flows through a wire, the wire attracts other metals, like iron and steel, and becomes magnetized. When the electric current is turned off, the wire doesn't act like a magnet anymore. When a piece of metal is magnetized by electricity, it is called an electromagnet. Chapter 6: Michael Faraday. One scientist who made an important contribution to electricity was Michael Faraday, an Englishman. In 1831, he knew that electricity could make wire and metal act like a magnet. What he wanted to know was whether or not a magnet could be used to make electricity flow in a wire. Faraday conducted many experiments. He found that if he moved a strong magnet past a coil of wire, electrons would flow through the wire. Faraday also built the first electric generator, a machine that uses a magnet to produce electricity. Faraday's discovery allows power stations today to make electricity. Chapter 7: Electricity Today. Life for people around the world is unimaginable without electricity. There are so many things that we couldn't do if we didn't have electricity. Watch television, play computer games, listen to music, drive cars, do work, and heat and cool homes and workplaces. Today, the demand for electrical power is greater than ever before, and it continues to grow. Scientists and engineers will continue to come up with new ways to use electricity and to make it.